Swung on, hit high and deep to right center. Back is Ellsbury on the track, at the wall, it is gone! A two-run home run for Nick Swisher to right center. And the Indians have the lead. And the former Yankee has to be enjoying that trip around the bases. Swisher hits his seventh.
He had a tough campaign last year. Things didn't go well, and then, of course, it ended early for him with some injury situations and so forth. And so when we started the conversation, I asked Nick just how frustrating that was last year.
It wasn't frustrating. I mean, it's just one of those years, man. You play long enough, you play hard enough, man, something bad's going to happen. So I think just last year just kind of happened for me. But putting all that behind me and starting off a fresh new year, man, I couldn't be more excited.
So talk a little bit about the off season then, what you did in preparation to get ready for camp as you're here in Goodyear.
It was a long-ass off season for me, bro, way too long. But I think just to be able to go through all that stuff and to see what the other side of baseball has to offer as well. Rather than being on the top side of it most of the time, last year was kind of, you know, one of those years that just, there's, you know, a lot of adversity and things like that. So you got to go through something like that to understand how lucky you have it.
I was just going to say, did it give you a different perspective as far as your career and really how fortunate you've been?
Well, I think just in general, I mean, 11 years in the league and nothing. And so I'll take that, man, you know. So to be able to deal with the injuries that I had last year and to have the surgery and to move on from that. I mean, it's just, I kind of always felt like Superman showing up to the ballpark. Now there's a process to get to that point. So I think for me, where I'm at, I've just kind of just drilled myself into and just engulfed myself in the process of everything. Because, you know, for us right here, man, this is an exciting year for us, man. We've got some great players over here. We've got some people picking us to win the division for the first time in probably 20 years. So I think for us, man, you know, we're all excited about this, and we're really excited to see what we're going to be able to do.
I was just going to say, take a moment or two and talk about the feeling in this clubhouse coming off 85 wins, and you had guys like yourself and Kip and Borney, you kind of struggled. I mean, you guys get back to where you're at with some of the additions like Brandon Moss. All of a sudden, this is a very special-looking baseball team.
Well, I think just in general, I think this all started back in 2013 when we brought over the new crop of guys and gave this organization a different face. The way people look at this team differently now, you know, Cleveland's not a stomping ground anymore, man. You come in there, win one game out of three, you're doing something. So I think for us, man, we take a lot of pride in that. And obviously that starts from the top down with Tito, and then it kind of filters on down to the soldiers throughout the team. So I think just in general, man, we feel really, really good about where we are. Obviously health is a key factor for us. And if we can continue to do that, hey, bro, this year's going to be great for us.
Talk a little bit about the pieces that were added. In Brandon Moss, you'd be familiar with him in your years in the league. Gavin Floyd, I'm sure you faced him a few times. What do they bring to this ball club?
Well, I think just in general, man, this is not a young, this is not a prospect team anymore. This is a veteran-oriented team. We have guys that have been battle-tested. And I think if you want to propel yourself to those playoffs and to the next level, you have to have veteran guys who have been there and done that. So you bring over guys like Mossy, who are amazing. Gavin Floyd had a chance to play with in 08 in Chicago. A guy like Scott Downs, who's been around the league forever, knows exactly what he's doing. For these younger guys to be able to look up to guys like that, and guys like myself and Borney and things like that who've been around for a while, it's good to have that sort of mix in the locker room, because camaraderie is a big word in here for us, and we got to continue to keep doing that.
And just being in this clubhouse, you can sense the chemistry with this ball club, and obviously that's important. It's a long haul, 162 games. You got to have some chemistry.
Yeah, well, that's a 162 game gauntlet, man. And unless you go through it yourself, bro, you have no idea what you're talking about. So I think for us, we do feel confident about that. We do have a great team. And that all kind of started in 2013, just working our way forward, man. First two winning seasons back to back in Cleveland for a long time, man. So I don't understand. Everyone's kind of looking at the negative side of things because we haven't won a championship. Let's start to look at the positive side of things. Like, hey, this team is really getting themselves to where they need to be. We don't have a $200 million payroll. You know, we're not just going to be able to go out and get the greatest players in the world. So I think for us, what we have to do is we have to do everything better than everybody else. And through these first couple of days of camp, we've already started doing that.
I know this may sound like a silly question with your enthusiasm, but how anxious are you to get going?
Pretty excited, man. You know, I kind of feel like a caged tiger right now, man. You know, it's like they're holding me back, which I understand. I know what the process is. I still got a couple more weeks to go. But I'm just ready to go, man. I'm ready to be out and battling with my team, feeling healthy again, and not walking around like I'm 100 years old.
Final question for you. We carry Ohio State on our radio station. I know you're a Buckeye. My daughter goes to Ohio State. What an exciting season for Urban Meyer and the Buckeyes, huh?
Oh, I think it's great. Urban's doing exactly what he should be doing. He's created a dynasty again. And for Ohio State, everything's on the up and up right now. I think the great thing that I've noticed, or I don't even know if he's trying to do this, but it seems like Urban's not bringing in replacement players. He's bringing in competition. And to be able to have a head coach who says, hey, if you think you can beat this guy out, you come on and play for me. And I think that's kind of like what he started over there. So to be able to beat a team like Alabama the way we did, and then to be able to go smack Oregon around the way we did, I mean, that's pretty impressive. So I think for us, undoubtedly, no doubt, best team in the country right now, preseason number one, and hopefully we can stay there for a while.
You don't rebuild, you reload.
That's it, baby. That's it. And, you know, when you got a guy like Urban Meyer at the helm, hey, man, boys want to go play for him.
And in some ways, it's similar to the guys here. You just kind of reload now. Now you just keep putting new pieces
thing,
and parts in.
You know, we've also brought in a lot of competition into this locker room as well. And I think just through the first couple days, man, like, we're battling against each other, because when you do have that competition within camp, it raises your level of play. So I think with where we are and the competition that we have going on, man, come April 4th or 5th or whenever the hell we start the season, man, you know, we'll be ready.
Hey, we appreciate you spending some time with us. Good luck on your rehab, and let's hope you have a big bounce back season in 2015.
Let's do it, bro.